Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Serdikoff-Ramola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than a dietitian. In this episode of the podcast, I'm joined by fellow dietitian, Jen Baswick, who also happens to be a fantastic brand and web designer. Last month, we heard from Whitney Bateson on her website course that walks you through a more DIY approach. That episode focused a lot on the website itself. Jen, on the other hand, takes a more individualized approach where she creates the website and branding for you. And spoiler, she's actually the one who designed my recent rebrand and website refresh. In true Empowering Dietitians fashion, there is no one right way to approach your brand or website. It's more about finding who and what works best for you. So listen in for Jen's perspective, with a particular emphasis on branding considerations, including why branding matters, what branding encompasses beyond just pretty colors and a fancy logo, and the benefits of incorporating branding into non-website areas of our work. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and chat with you, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who is new to you and your world and what you do, can you introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background about what you do?
Absolutely. I do a couple things. So I like to think of myself as a multi-passionate entrepreneur, multi-passionate person in many ways, but also in my business, I'm a registered dietitian. I do take a non-diet, intuitive eating, weight-inclusive approach in my practice. In that realm of my business, I specifically help people with binge eating, overeating, emotional eating, those things. Those are my areas of expertise. I really love the mindset type work that goes along with that and all of those things. So I am, dietitian with private practice, but I also, and what we're going to talk about more today in this episode, do branding and website design. So website designer for dietitians and other practitioners. And really, I like to think of it as I'm helping you kind of convey your soul through your business and really give it this like good life that it deserves. So you can have a really great online presence that makes your people, no matter like what you do or what approach you're taking or what type of business you have, makes your people be like, oh yeah, like yeah, they get me. Yeah. So that's me in a nutshell. I live in Toronto, Ontario. I have a fluffy cat named Luna that I absolutely adore. I am very multi-passionate, like I said, in so many ways. I love a lot of these spiritual practices, maybe a little bit of the like woo type stuff.
Love it.
As well in my personal life. So you can catch me, like I have crystals on my desk, stuff like that.
Beautiful.
Very much so into those types of self spiritual connectedness practices. Yeah. And I love just living my life. I think we were talking about that even a little bit before we hit record too, of get into entrepreneurship for the freedom. So let's actually do the freedom and enjoy. Yes. and live life instead of, the hustle. Like we're getting away from that for sure. But that's me in a nutshell and all the things that I like to incorporate in my work, in my life.
And that what makes you a whole human?
Ooh, what makes me a whole human? Yeah, all of that, I mean.
All of those things, yeah.
All of those things, they all go together. And I feel like we're such like, there's so many layers to being a human and there's so many things that go into it that it's just, ever evolving like moment to moment. So yeah, that's a good interplay.
Yeah. And I feel like that is what I really love to show is that so often we get so consumed by like our dietetics identity because we spent so many years
having to devote our like whole identities and attention to it. And so really being able to work on the other layers of your humanity is awesome. And I love to see you branching out into like the branding and web design space. Was that always something that you were interested in? Like, what made you go from like, I don't want to say just a dietitian, but you know, your dietitian business to also wanting to incorporate this branch of web design and branding?
Yeah, I mean, the story behind this goes way back. So I would love to share like how I've kind of stumbled upon this and kind of, you know, almost by accident landed in this area of my, I would say side business to my business, but they're just equally my businesses. And we're going to go with that. Yeah. But I just always had this idea of I wanted to be an entrepreneur for sure. But when I first started, it was like the intuitive eating focused, being a dietitian. That's what I was going to be, right? But going way back, how I kind of got into this work, even as a kid, I really loved all things design, like drawing sketches, doodling galore, doing all these, like, I love designing, like drawing wedding dresses, even redecorating and changing the design of rooms in our house as much as my parents would let me, like rooms that weren't actually my room. So I always loved that. And I think a really cool thing about being a whole human is coming back to things you love as your inner child, right? And connecting back to those. So I definitely loved that a lot. Even in high school, I actually was on track to go to university to become an interior designer, specifically in that area of design. So I was, my high school had some really good programs and I was doing the design courses there and taking those classes. And then I don't know, something sparked in me and I was like, you know, actually, I don't think this is like what I want to go towards for my career. Maybe it's more of like a hobby passion thing. And then I ended up like quickly switching in like my grade 12 year into doing all the sciences, like getting my biology and chemistry and everything. Cause I was like, you know what? I'm going to go do something healthcare wise. It was just like a total 180 from at that point. And then I decided to go to university for kinesiology because I still was kind of unclear of exactly what I wanted to do. Left some doors open with for like whatever kind of healthcare. And then of course, you know, as I am here, I switched my major into nutrition, still stuck with the kinesiology, but went through all the motions, became a dietitian, you know, all those things. And like I mentioned, I really did have an entrepreneurial heart. And before I even really knew what I wanted to do, like even through all that, like up and down and what are we going to do? I kind of knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur in some way, shape or form. And then of course it turned into what my business is now with intuitive eating. And like years and years ago, even before I knew that was a thing, I did try and learn how to make a website and a blog through WordPress. And it's like years ago, WordPress was like a nightmare. So I was like,
I'm sure,
fumbling all over the place. It's a lot easier now. WordPress itself, still not the easiest one, of course. But back then I was like, this is too much. So I left that behind, but then I ended up with my own brand and wanting to share stuff on Instagram. I was doing that while I was still in my master's program, posting on Instagram mainly. I designed my brand, my colors, a logo, the Instagram graphics, and I just had like a lot of fun doing that. And even had people reach out being like, oh, who did this or how did you do it with those graphics just in that space. And then I, you know, semi-DIY'd my first website by purchasing a website template with Showit.
Sure.
And I tweaked it to make it my own, learned some of those basic Showit skills there. And then I continued to practice more of my, you know, graphic design skills, learning more design principles, Photoshop, Illustrator, you know, all those things. And one of my sisters is actually a graphic designer as well. And I've learned a lot from her. She'd answer lots of my questions as I was learning the things. So that's been really lovely to have her as a resource when I was learning all that. And then since I had so many people reaching out about the branding and the design that I did for myself, I figured I would give it a shot. I was like, why not? And my first full branding client was actually like a dear friend of mine. We kind of did it in this like energy exchange type way where I, you know, did her branding. She did like some coaching stuff with me, and it was just like a lovely, we're friends. And it was a really nice way for me to practice this and be like, do I like doing this for other people?
Oh yeah.
And it was so fun. And she still even uses the logos that I created for her today, and our business is thriving. But from there, I just continued working with clients, mainly first on the like branding graphic side of things. And then when I was working in a corporate role as a dietitian, still doing my business, still doing these things, like all in the interim, right? Like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like I was in that position, I was like, okay, you know what? Actually, this corporate dietitian thing isn't for me. And I did want to leave. And thankfully for me, a really great opportunity came up to work as a part-time junior designer under a Show It website designer. And I leapt and I took that. I was like, perfect. This is like the perfect little bridge job for me. It's part-time. I can still do my intuitive eating business. And then I was able to learn a lot more through that role as well. And that's my like whole journey to here now. Of course, I've been helping lots of dietitians with the website side of things and other practitioners really build the branding and the website. I really fell in love with the website design side of things, but of course we need that solid branding before doing that too. So that as well. Yeah, that's amazing. That's been the journey to here.
And I don't know if you're into human design at all, but there is a big conversation around a lot of people need to respond to things.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's you, if you're one of the
it
responders.
Is me.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. Yep.
And so you very much kind of put yourself out there and people came to you and said, hey, I want more of this. So you were able to respond to other people's desire to like have your skills and have your help and assistance, which is a beautiful thing to be able to lean into.
Totally. Yeah. I'm a manifesting generator.
Me too.
In human design. Yep. Multi-passionate, need to respond, right? Yeah. All the things. So yeah, I love that. I love that you pointed that out for sure. It's definitely part of it. And it was lovely to have that invitation handed my way. Yeah. I'm so thankful for it for sure.
Now, really quick, before we dive into the branding side of it, you did mention Show It, and that's something that I was unfamiliar with before I met you. So can you give just like a quick, if people are like, wait, what are you talking about? Just like what Show It is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Show It is, I'm a little biased, but it's like my favorite website design platform. And the reasons being that the design face of things allows you to do things in a very custom way. And it's very, you know, easy to do once you learn it, right? Like, of course, with anything, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but you can easily change things to however you want them to be. You can drag things around just a little bit. It's not like blocks, right, where you have to do this, or it's not like coding where you have to figure out how to do the code to insert a certain thing that you want. It's very customizable, and I like that as a designer in terms of being able to actually convey the branding and the design that I want to for myself, my people. And that side of things is through Show It, but the also big plus of Show It is that their blogging is through WordPress. So if anyone knows much about blogging, SEO, like search engine optimization, stuff like that, WordPress has a really good platform for that. And they kind of teamed up and were like, you know what, look, we're going to have this front facing Show It where you can do the design, this back end powered by WordPress, where it will be very like search engine optimized, have the blog running there. You can do lots of other, you know, fancy things if you go up the ladder with the WordPress plugins and stuff. But yeah, so it's like this combination of best of both worlds when it comes to website design stuff. And even with different platforms, like I know Wix sometimes will be glitchy or not have the best mobile optimization. With Show It, you can also custom completely change what the mobile version looks like too.
Yeah.
So that helps with user experience, because we know a lot of people are on their phones looking at their websites.
Absolutely.
It's not just the desktop, and we don't want it just to be kind of like smooshed and pieced together on the mobile side of things either.
Yeah.
So that's Show It in a nutshell.
It's I'm already converted to it.
Yeah.
It's so much more user-friendly than any others that I've experienced in the past. It's like the difference between, I don't know if you ever tried, like, way back when, I might be dating myself, of like trying to create a handout on like a Word document versus Publisher.
Yeah.
And it's like you're kind of very confined to those blocks versus you can drag and drop literally anywhere and make it so much more your own. So it's been a big game changer for me.
That's a good analogy. Sure. It's like, the easier drag and drop versus trying to create something on Word. That's a nightmare.
Back before Canva was available for really pretty graphics, we did it all on Word.
That was not a fun time.
No, I did many birthday party invitations on there.
Yeah, right? Like posters, and you try and put it across different pages. Oh, goodness.
Yes. Yep. So let's dive into the branding piece a little bit, some of this aesthetic piece. I think that when we think as dietitians about branding, we think automatically of the logos and the colors, right? Mm-hmm. But what does branding actually encompass?
Yeah, it definitely encompasses those things, but so much more than that. Like, I think just as many things, when you don't fully understand its depth, we see things for surface, right? Like what we see on the surface of it. And that definitely is, you know, colors, fonts, logos. But there's so much behind it that's also very important to branding and creating a cohesive brand too. And a really big component of that is something that's called brand voice. And really what that is, to explain what that means, is just a lot of the reasons behind what you're doing and who you're helping and how you're doing it. So stuff like who your ideal client is, being clear on that. Who your target audience is, being clear on that. And those, of course, go together. Your why behind, why it's important for you to be doing what you're doing, why you're passionate about it. Your core values, your vision, your mission, the goals that you have for your brand, how you help people, the brand personality. And really that's like how you want people to feel when they come across your brand. That's a really big piece of it. And we got to do this foundational brand voice stuff to be able to translate that into the visuals. And that's essentially what I'm doing through branding work and the website design, right? We're understanding how we want people to feel so that they feel, you know, seen, understood, comfortable coming to you, and whatever their need is, that's clear to them in that, you know, visual space, but also with messaging too. So messaging comes in with that as well. All of those things that I just identified really help you to get clear on what your brand message is and how you can convey that to people in a, you know, really concise, authentic, effective way. So that brand voice is a really big component that we kind of forget about sometimes when it comes to branding. We're just like, oh yeah, let's get some pretty colors and like this, you know, make it look all nice and fun. There's a lot of that foundational stuff, and you know that, Jess. we did all of the
groundwork, and I have to say, like, now, first of all, I'm obsessed with my website and obsessed with everything. But the biggest piece of that is that when I launched it, I can't tell you how many people came to me and were like, this is so you. Like, it, when you talk about like capturing the soul of like who you are and what your business stands for, you did that very seamlessly and beautifully with my brand at the very least. So I know how you did it, but like, or at least some of it. I know some of the like questions that we dug into and conversations that we had, but for anyone listening, like, how do you actually use values and identity to form a brand in, I mean, like, you know, 30 seconds or less?
Yeah, it's a little tricky, right? Because it comes down to like design components and understanding feelings and converting those feelings into visuals. And I think that is something that even I have a hard time describing. Like, I know how I do it, but the description of that is something that's like a little bit complicated. But if I could think of maybe how to do so, like if you think of, for example, if you want someone to feel happy coming to your brand and having that feeling of happiness, you're probably not going to make it like red.
Yeah.
right? Exactly. Like, I think that's a pretty like clear description of how that would go. So it translates into the colors or like imagery or how soft things are or how bold things are, depending on what those feelings are that we want to convey or who the people it is that you're helping and how you do so and what that niche is, right? Yeah. So it really comes down to identifying those things, looking at also what you like, you know, that from my process, what you like visually, we do a little bit of that work too. And then combining those things together to make it, you know, in whatever vision that's in my head as a designer come through and align the pieces. Yeah. That's kind of how I do it without. Yeah, I think that's the best way I can describe it, because even for me, I'm like, I don't know how to put my finger on what that is.
Yeah. Well, some of it's going to be intuition. Some of it sounds like it's going to be some like color theory and actual like psychology that we understand.
For sure.
But some of it is just kind of working together and asking questions and then figuring out vibes. Which is very hard.
All about the vibes.
So hard to actually like articulate in a
for sure
logistical way.
Exactly.
Do you have suggestions for maybe like a newer dietitian or a dietitian who's newer in business who may still have an evolving sense of identity and values? Or like, I mean, am I 5 years into business now? I'm 4 or 5 years into business now. And I just did my rebrand because I needed to sit with it for a while. Right.
Oh, for sure.
Like, should you wait to start branding completely? Is there something that they can do in this kind of like murky middle ground to help with branding while they're still evolving?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think there really what it comes down to is like what is right for you and when it's right for you. And I think all of these things, like you as a human, like all of us as a human, we're ever evolving people and humans. It's only natural for our professional identity and our brand and our business to also be ever evolving, right? It'll kind of adapt and grow with us as things go. But especially speaking to someone who's more in that kind of beginner stage, we're just figuring out like what this brand voice is. Maybe we're not even clear on that yet. Yeah. I think really, branding wise, what for me would be the best approach to start with is really identifying those brand voice things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone's goals are different, and being clear on what that is for you will help you to see what that first step is for you specifically. And I really believe that there's no such thing as a one size fits all approach to anything, and branding business related as well. But if you are, you know, a dietitian who wants to build your, say, professional presence in whatever way that you're running a business and you want to have an online identity for your business, you can totally get started without a website. That's okay. You also could get started with a website too. But I think foundationally, it is really important to understand who you're serving, right? What you want to do there? What is it that lights you up? What do you want to do as a business owner, as a dietitian? And bringing all of those brand voice elements, like your why behind that, who, like if we think about a specific person or a specific couple people, who is it that you like to work with? And some of this comes through practice, right? So we do need practice sometimes to identify what those things are and what we like. But it's okay if it's not perfect in the start, right? Yes. You can take a good guess. I'm like, okay, yeah, I think that I like these things. Maybe you're aligned with the intuitive eating approach, and maybe that's kind of, you're just going to run in that direction. We come up with who it is that you like to serve, how you like to help them, how you want them to feel, really just thinking about all those things. And you can just kind of practice, right? Practice. Yeah. I started my intuitive eating business, and I closely to starting it had my website, but I was practicing before by sharing on Instagram and practicing to share my voice. And with sharing my voice a little bit more, it gave me more clarity on what I wanted my business to be. But I will say, when I started my business, it wasn't, or my website for my business, I had a completely different business name. It was totally different. The logo colors, everything went, you know, basically out the window as I evolved and as I, you know, grew into my business and stepped into more of what it is today, because I learned more about who I wanted to serve and how I wanted to do so. And it really evolved. So really don't let any of this hold you back, because I think what can hold us back in this sense of like, how do I do it the right way?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of perfectionism, and it needs to be perfect. Like, I need to have everything nailed down perfectly and know exactly who my target audience is and exactly the ins and outs of every little piece. And then only when it's perfect, I can put together some colors and a logo or whatever. And only then I can move on and have this business, right?
Yes.
And that's just not true, right? There's no exact roadmap. You can do whatever it is that you feel aligned to in your business when you feel like you want to do it.
Yeah. So it's going to change.
Yes.
Even exactly. though like my business name has stayed the same, mm-hmm. what I do, how I talk about what I do, all of it has changed so much over the mm-hmm. past just few years. And so really giving ourselves that grace and the space to experiment and evolve and learn and grow and let our brand do the same.
Yeah, for sure. And knowing like it just along those lines too, it's not set in stone, right? If you have some branding done, you do it DIY, maybe however you do it, it could change and it can change. And that's totally okay. And that's totally normal as well, especially when you're in, you know, first few years of a business, things are probably going to change a little bit more and more as you learn more about what's right for you and your brand and your business, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think really the biggest key here is reflection and trusting yourself.
we can
so second guess ourselves on what it is that we need and when we need it, but just going with that small next step and keep doing the small next step, and that's always good enough, right?
I love that.
Yeah.
And you kind of spoke to one of the pieces that I really wanted to touch on is kind of like why we care about this brand in the first place. Like, why does having a strong intentional brand matter as a dietitian? And it sounds like you're speaking to being able to communicate to the people that you want to, being able to convey your messaging and effectively essentially market what you do, why you do it, and who you do it for. Does that kind of touch on it?
Yes, it really does. You kind of nailed it there. And I think it's really giving you confidence in your online presence and feeling like a good way to describe this is if we think of more of like a traditional brick and mortar business, they have, say, a storefront, right? And that storefront is something that the look of it is going to either attract or repel people away from going into the store. And your online presence, your website, the design, the branding is like your virtual storefront, and you want it to help people come in to your space and learn more about you and what you do and how you can help them. And some interesting like little tidbits, facts on this that help to put it into a little bit more perspective as to like why it is so important, because we can, like, absolutely. I will never say like you cannot have a thriving, you know, business as you're getting started without these things. You can get started in like messy, imperfect, whatever ways, and you can have success for sure. But some interesting like statistics, if you will, Google had like did some research and found that users, you know, form their opinions on design within like 50 milliseconds. That's like a fraction of a second, right? Like it's quick, it's instantaneous. But even if you think about it, when you're doing this, if you're looking for, I don't know, somewhere to eat or another type of service or something online, and you open a website and you're like, oh, no. Right? Like you get that immediate feeling, or you're like, ooh, like let's take a like look at this and like learn and read more about them. You kind of get an immediate feeling, and that's what's found in the research on design too. Yeah. And those first impressions on a business, a brand, whatever kind of face value stuff online is like 94% design related. And
it's amazing.
Yeah, we don't want people passing over you and your business just because the design isn't so great, right?
Right. We want people to connecting to the right people that we really want to serve.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we want to speak to them and make them feel, like I said, really understood and like they're invited into that space and invited to learn more, for sure.
Absolutely. And so it's clear that branding has a lot to do with websites specifically, but how does it extend beyond that? How do we tie our branding into other platforms or areas of our work?
Yeah, for sure. I think a really big piece of that is kind of what I was talking about in terms of the brand voice stuff, and then also those core visuals, if you will. Sure. So being able to translate it in all the places comes from having that brand voice nailed down, knowing what we're doing, who we're speaking to, how we're doing it, how we want them to feel, and then having those basic, I guess, core branding elements like the colors, what fonts you want to be using, and knowing, you know, what pieces go together. And then from there, you can use that anywhere. Of course, we want that core stuff done to make a website, but that can also show up on your social media, right? Like on your Instagram posts, in your Instagram highlights, in your email marketing. It could be in your handouts for your clients, maybe your course lessons for your clients. If you do courses, the slides for that, any kinds of, we call it collateral in business, right? Sure. Any type of collateral that you are showing people or they're looking at, you can always infuse branding into any of those elements, right? And that also comes into, if you say you want to get a professional photo shoot done, sometimes they will ask what colors or vibe you're going for your brand, because that's important for the photographer to know when they're doing that or editing. It doesn't always have to be the case, but that can be helpful for something like that as well. But yeah, you can really apply it everywhere. I think it just comes down to getting, you know, solid on those core branding essentials, and then making it cohesive across all these places really helps to create brand recognition and having people be like, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's Jen, that's what she's doing, this is her business. And it relates to the other pieces of what these areas she's showing me in the emails or on Instagram or in, I signed up for the course, it kind of looks the same or whatever, all those pieces. So yeah, and really helps with lots of other pieces of this, like your professionalism, credibility, building like that, like no trust, if you've ever heard, you know, business coaches share something like that. It's just giving all of that. And one other piece as well is like the differentiation in the market. Say there's lots of other people doing something similar to what you do. Your branding, if you're being cohesive with it across all these places, might help you to stand out a little bit, right? Absolutely. And kind of differentiate yourself from, I don't like the word competition, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Same people in the same market, right? We want to stand out. We want people to come into our space. So yeah, the branding can go across anywhere, really. Yeah. You can even have it in your voice, right? Like the way you speak about your brand.
That's exactly what I was going to say, that this goes down to the tone of our voice. Not that you need to like be a character when you're in your business, but you know, we all have different aspects of us. And if you want to evoke a certain vibe, I try to speak a little bit more slowly and softly because I try to have more of a grounding, calming presence for my anxious and stressed out and burnt out dietitians. And so I tune into that a little bit more, or the words that I use, or, you know, the messages that I send, I try to keep around that same, again, kind of vibe of how I want you to feel when you come into my spaces, and the types of takeaways that I hope that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you more clear and confident as a business owner or brand identity or whatever it is that you do, right? Mm-hmm. In what you're conveying and saying and sharing and all those pieces. So yeah, really helps to boost that confidence in business and practice and all the things. So yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. Now, if someone is like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing, I do not want to do it myself.
Yeah.
I want someone to come in and do this for me. What would be some questions the dietitians can ask, either, I guess, like maybe themselves, but also the person they're considering hiring, if they want to bring someone in to do branding for them?
Yeah, totally. I think it comes back to the branding, right? The vibes. Do you feel like you're like connecting a little bit with whoever this person is? Do you feel like they would be able to get you? Mm-hmm. I think that might be, you know, a really good question to even ask yourself, maybe before getting on a call or something with someone who does this work like myself. Do I feel like there could be a vibe here? And even if you're just like, maybe, then maybe that's like a point where you get on and ask some questions or message them or email them, whatever. But some good questions that you could ask. And I think this is where I get passionate about what I'm doing and why I'm helping dietitians, like with a designer, maybe asking them if they have experience working with dietitians or healthcare professionals, sure, or practitioners in that kind of sense of like these helper type people. Do they have experience in working with that? Like a person like you, right? Sure. Someone who's doing what you're doing. And that's why I love doing this, because I'm a dietitian. I get it. I know the things and the ins and outs of being a dietitian and helping folks with their wellness and nutrition. And also just, you know, I know what being a dietitian's like. I know those pieces too. But even if, you know, that's not myself, just seeing if someone has experience in working with some kind of practitioner in that way, it'll just help to have maybe a little bit more depth of the understanding of what you do and how you're doing it and why. Maybe also like a really good question too is to ask for examples of their past branding projects, websites, basically their portfolio, just so you can take a look at it and see if they have, you know, variety of things, if you align with some of them, even if it's not exactly what you know you want for your brand, just seeing that they can, you know, essentially do this, do this work and have some examples of doing it. So their portfolio, maybe even asking like what their process is, how they do the branding strategy work and the design work, like what is that process? What does it look like? So you have some clarity on that and how it's going to go. A big one for me, and I mean, this is something you could ask, of course, but like asking the person, how do you involve your clients in the branding process? And that's something that's huge for me. And you know this, just as being a past client of mine. I want you to be involved. I'm not the type of designer that's like, okay, you know, fill out this intake for me, tell me these things, I'm going to go do my thing, I'm going to come back and that's it. Right? Yeah. Like, of course, usually there's revisions in, or there should be revisions in any design work that you do with a professional, but I'm really keeping, you know, my clients engaged. We are meeting and talking these things through. We do brainstorming sessions. I send drafts over before I even get into this like bigger, deeper, let me take this thing and make it like perfect with for your logos or your whatever. I'm really involving my clients. So I think that's something important to ask too is, you know, how much or how little do you involve your clients in the branding process?
Yeah, absolutely. It was very collaborative. And for all I know, there might be dietitians out there that don't really want to be as involved. And so it's important to understand kind of what your expectations will be as a client and to make sure that you find a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as much as I say, you know, my clients are very involved, if you didn't want to be, that's totally fine. I will take whatever direction you give me and adjust. But yeah, I think, you know, making sure it is a somewhat collaborative experience, because you do really want them to understand you and your business well and be able to convey that. Yeah. Some other questions that came to mind of like, what platforms do you use in your work? Just for example, like we talked about, I'm a website designer for Showit. That's the main website design platform I use, but I also know the back ends of WordPress for the blogging. I'm familiar with different email providers like Flowdesk, for example, being able to like integrate those different pieces and embed them, whatever it may be, or practice better forms, we can embed those too. Different things like that. Like, what platforms are you familiar with? What deliverables can I expect from this? Like, from the branding, like, what do we get? Like, what types of logos, how many, or whatever that is. And then I think another one that we often forget is one of what's your post project support like? Like, yes. Is there any potential support down the road? Like, if things change, shift, or I need, an addition to or whatever, what does that look like? Is that even possible? Is that something that you could do? And then, of course, there's always the question of like, what different investment options do you have based on maybe the project's needs or payment plans, et cetera, making sure you align with all the things, of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's super helpful. And any kind of final tips or pieces of branding or website, like must-haves that dietitians could work on after this episode?
Oh, yeah. Must-haves. So I think I stressed this a lot in this episode, but the brand voice piece, I think, is a essential, foundational must-have. Know who you help, how you're going to help them, therefore how you want them to feel. Like, for example, in my intuitive eating business, I help folks who struggle with binging and emotional eating through programs that are rooted in intuitive eating and weight inclusive care and more, but in its simplest form. And I want them to feel really seen, grounded, calm, supported, etc. when they come across my brand. Yeah. So give an example of that.
Absolutely.
And if you're just starting out, like, focus on that, start there, right? Then you can move on to more of the visual type pieces of branding. And those being like the core visual branding elements would be, a color palette, fonts or a font, some kind of logo. Maybe if you're just DIYing it, something super simple with just the font, right? whatever that may be, those are kind of the core visual branding pieces. And if you're just getting started, don't let it be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. We could just get started, take that like imperfect action, and know that things are going to continue to evolve and it doesn't have to stay the same, because I think that's a fear of ours. and then as it comes to website, I think essential must-haves, if we were talking like a core website, would just be a few pages. So like a homepage, because that's our base, like homepage. Yeah. Lots of things could be on there. But some other pages that I think would be a good starting point would be an about page, because we want someone to be able to learn about who you are and what you do, and why you want to do it, right? Conveying a lot of that brand voice through any of these areas. And then also a services page. Doesn't matter, what you do or how you're going to do it, with some kind of services page so they can see how they could potentially work with you. And then a contact page, right? Yeah. So those are, I think, the core things at their base, if you want to start there, right? Having that virtual storefront, people can see how they can interact with you and learn a little bit more, so that they might want to take that action and be like, hey, yeah, I am interested in learning a little bit more. Even if you don't have like a full sales page, like, don't worry about that. If you're just getting started, just having something where someone can be intrigued and invited in, and then, you can build on it from there, of course, and get it more complicated with the sales pages and landing pages and all of those things. But you don't need to worry about that if you're just getting started. Don't overcomplicate it in the beginning, for sure.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I can't say enough about how wonderful it was to kind of work with someone, with you specifically, and really feel my voice come to life with it. So I can't thank you enough for coming on and kind of sharing some of this with the Empowering Dietitians audience. If anyone listening is like, this sounds amazing, I want to connect with you, I want to learn more about you, we will definitely put like your website, all of your contact information in the show notes. But any quick things of where they can reach you?
Yeah. I want to say, Jess, too, it was so phenomenal to work with you. I am obsessed with your branding. I love it. It was such a fun project to work on. And I love that, like, how you said that so many people were like, this is so you, through it. So it's really cool to just see that come to fruition and make that brand vision of yours a reality. So I'm very grateful for you for inviting me in to help you through that process. And it was such a joy, to work on your brand with you. But yeah, if anyone wants to connect with me, learn a little bit more about this, if you just have any questions or you just want to say hi, feel free. I am at Nourish by Design on Instagram. And then that is also my website. It's nourishbydesign.co.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And again, if you didn't catch that, if you're driving, you know the drill. Yes. I always have it all in the show notes. But thank you again, Jen. It was such a pleasure chatting with you today and working together on my branding.
Yeah, thank you, Jess. This was so much fun. I love talking about this stuff, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are two things you can do that dramatically help to support the show. First, leave a quick rating and/or review on your podcast listening app of choice. This helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in spreading the anti-hustle message to dietitians far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, please don't be a stranger if you find yourself in need of that supportive space yourself. There are a number of ways to work with me, from one-on-one supervision packages to my course, Abundance, and periodic live classes and workshops. The best way to stay up to date on which of these services and offerings are available at any given time? Grab my free dietitian journal to sign yourself up for my email list at www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources. That's www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources.